And it, like, you know, when you prepare for a fighter, you know, when you have a scheduled, you know, fight date, you have a scheduled opponent, what are the, like, main training methods that you go to in order to prepare for a fight, specifically in your weight class, you know, at the 125 pounds, where there might be different training methods at that weight class as opposed to maybe a heavier weight at, like, 170 or something? Could you just speak on that a little bit?
So, since I got to Miami, my strength and conditioning coach, Sam Simpson, and my MMA coach, Manolo Lopez, have really said that I didn't have the flattest feet, but I just wasn't moving for, like you said, for the lower weight class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys of my size, they're like little jumping beans, just all over the place. Especially when you combine the takedowns with the striking, you know, it's not just a boxing match or a kickboxing match.
Right.
So you got to be able to be moving. You got to stay moving. Even if it was a boxing or kickboxing match, you got to move anyway. But now that takedowns are involved, you got to move, move, move. So we've been working on our footwork, my athleticism, my agility. And, that's the only key thing. Everything else is just MMA aspect for all weight classes. But that's really something that we've really been working on, especially, you know, since I took a loss from that wrestler. I want to be able to just keep moving and you know, make it real, real hard for him to try to find and close the distance instead of just, you know, standing in front of him.
Okay, so what advice do you have for inspiring fighters, like MMA fighters and UFC fighters?
My advice for aspiring athletes in general, first and foremost, is if you're not on the field, if you're not on the court, if you're not on the mat, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's the first person that's dedicated, whoever's the most dedicated. I don't care how skilled you are, what kind of background you are. If you're not doing it every day or, you know, as much as you can, because some people can't do it every day, but that doesn't mean they can't make up for it. The first and first foremost thing that I tell people is they need to be dedicated. If they're not dedicated, they're just wasting their time. Because regardless, there's people out there that is more dedicated than you. You might think you're dedicated, but no, there's people out there that's more dedicated. Now when you get to the higher levels, it's not just dedication. Because now everyone, like all the pros, mostly all the pros are training twice a day. So now you got to change your training habits. You got to train smarter. You got to keep evolving. So my advice for them is just, one, be dedicated. Two, be able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you know it all or if you're stubborn, one ear out the other,
mm-hmm.
not going to happen. You got to listen. I don't care. I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. If a white belt tells me something, white belt is the first belt, they tell me something, I'm going to listen.
Huh.
You know, like, I obviously understand information, so if they're kind of giving me, you know, the runaround because they don't know, that's one thing. But if they give me some sound advice, hey, it doesn't matter. They're a white belt. I can learn off a white belt.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
mm-hmm.
two, don't be stubborn. And three, you know, just have a fun, positive attitude about it. You know, and take all the good and the bad from your coaches, from your training partners. Take the good and
mm-hmm.
then take the bad as well. Don't incorporate the bad, but take the bad as well so you understand what not to do.
Well, that's some